It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Here's the latest on a story we're tracking this morning in Baghdad. About 100 men were kidnapped from a government building in the city center. Three of those men have now been freed. The rest have not. They were taken earlier today when several vehicles pulled up to the Ministry of Higher Education in broad daylight. Then gunmen in Iraqi police uniforms forced men and women into separate rooms, handcuffed the men, loaded them into vehicles, and drove off. Ministry officials, employees, and visitors were seized, both Sunnis and Shiites among them. Now, the insurgency in Iraq is one reason that U.S. troops are getting fresh training. The Air Force has been sending selected officers and senior airmen through a terrorism course. This has been going on for decades, but today the program focuses on car bombs and kidnappings. NPR Pentagon correspondent John Hendren recently sat in on the course.
The Dynamics of International Terrorism is a kind of Terror 101 course. It's the most popular course at the Air Force's Joint Special Operations University at Hurlburt Field, Florida. It also serves local and federal government agencies, such as the Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, if you're willing to put up with a little abuse.
Does anybody know what TSA stands for? Thousands standing around. How about the Take Your Shoe Off Agency?
Chris Goslow brings in post-9/11 tales from his job as a police counterterrorism official. The job means dealing with a healthy dose of paranoia.
Guy called us up and said, well, I think I got an anthrax letter. So my first question was, why do you think you're so important that Al-Qaeda is targeting you? I mean, that was my first question. My second question was, is there a return address on it? Yes, there is. Well, who's it from? My mother-in-law. Well, let's call her up and ask her.
But in recent years, the case studies he brings into the classroom have been increasingly relevant to his students, some of whom witnessed the attack on the Pentagon. Others, many others, bring in their own tales from the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. He predicts the next major terror attack is likely to be a so-called dirty bomb.
What we will probably see first will be an RDD, a radiological dispersion device. Explosion with nuclear material attached to it. I can go down the street and make an RDD today and scare the living bejesus out of this base.
The students, many of them troops who faced the threat of kidnapping in Iraq, heard retired Army Major General James Dozier talk about the shock of being kidnapped by the Italian Red Brigades in 1981.
I was jumped from the rear, spun around, and I was looking down the barrels of two Silenced pistols.
After a few days of classroom overviews and terrorist case studies, students head out to the firing range for a demonstration of the weapons in the terrorists' arsenal, like the Israeli Uzi.
Imagine that barrel dance. All right. Next, Colonel Reynolds on the Sterling Mark V.
Some of the attacks come as a surprise to the audience, as when four men in black rushed out and gunned down three dummies at a mock cafe.
Terrorism can happen at any time, any place.
There are sniper demonstrations.
At 100 meters, this is just a warm-up shot for a World Trade sniper. That's going to ruin his day right there.
There was a warning to the lone journalist in the crowd.
Let's just see what they do to a reporter downrange.
The sniper who's just killed my imaginary colleague is a petite 33-year-old soccer mom, Air Force Master Sergeant Tanya Breed, who's dwarfed by the 50-caliber rifle in her hands.
What do people tell you when they find out you're a sniper?
Well, I don't tell people. They just kind of figure it out, and they're shocked. A lot of people don't believe me that I shoot this gun and do it well.
And there's a demonstration that shows why behind the engine block is the best place to hide when someone's shooting at your car.
First off, he's going to put a couple rounds in the tail end of that vehicle, a couple underneath it. Oh, he killed that guy.
Then there are demonstrations of what not to do with a bomb.
I can just pull the wick out, go like this. Oh, jeez. Sorry about that.
And the coup de grace, a car bomb, is still loud even from 400 yards away.
We have the small pickup truck there. I'm going to show you what 4 ounces worth of explosives will do. It's just smaller than a package of cigarettes.
Staff Sergeant Timothy McCartney, a reservist nurse who has spent two tours in Iraq and one in Afghanistan, says he is still picking up new tips.
You know, the day you know it all is the day it's time to hang up your hat and go home. Doesn't matter how many times you've been somewhere, there's always something new you're going to pick up. And especially in a scenario like this where you're not really worried about bullets flying over your head, you tend to pick up a lot more than you would when you're under fire. When I was in South Baghdad, the norm then is what these guys at the school consider old school now.
No tactic is new for long. Master Sergeant Justin Anderson is the lead bomb expert on the course.
Once they leave, they realize that this is going to be a cat and mouse game probably forever. The bad guy will always try and think up something new. We'll find something that will take care of a certain problem, and then they'll work a workaround. It'll never end. The only way it probably ends is if you get someone that really just doesn't want to kill you.
Anderson says the students walk away with a more sober understanding of their jobs and their adversary. John Hendren, NPR News.